Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to the sound.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am Rorty, listener. I don't think you heard me out there. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I am your host, Shoshana Wiley. Hallelujah. And you have tuned into I Am Rorty Radio Show, The Power Hour. Hallelujah. The radio show where kings and queens with riches will know that they sit in heavenly places and walking in greatness. Hallelujah. And I'm just so excited on today. But I got to start off saying on today, this is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. I don't know about you listeners on today, but I am so excited on today. Today, I Am Rorty presents King with Riches 2012, what the Lord is saying for 2013. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be for you long. I was going to read a scripture, but I just feel just such, oh, my God. I feel such the presence on these airwaves, and I know that God is going to do something on today. So I'm going to read the scripture if we got time before the show is over with. If not, we'll do it tomorrow with Queen Whispering. Show. Hallelujah. I just want to not be before you long, but I want to introduce to some and present to others two awesome, powerful men of God. I'm talking about men of valor, men that knows the word, walk with the power of God, the glory of God in every area of the way that it's supposed to be presented. Hallelujah. I just want to present to some and introduce to others Apostle Terry Vaughn out of South Bend, Indiana. Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God, on today. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
Bless you, hallelujah. Bless you. I'm telling you, everyone, I was down there in his house, Fit for the Kingdom Ministries, on Sunday, and oh, my God, God showed up, he showed out, he catapulted us, and he put us, I don't have the words in this place, so we're not going to get off that today, but it was an awesome, dynamic, powerful move of God. Hallelujah. And next I have a powerful man of God. He's been my favorite friend for like about a year and a half now, and I just love his status and I love the things that he says about God. And I want to present to some and introduce to others Pastor Julian Charles from Jewel of Life Ministries. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be a part of your show. And I look forward, Evangelist, to what God is going to do in the upcoming minutes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started for what the Lord is saying. And I want to start with Apostle Vaughn. I want you to say to that king with riches, that queen with riches, who's listening in on the telephone line, who's listening through their computer, who's listening through Skype, who's listening through the message box, I want you to say to that man and woman of God what God is saying to you to say to them for 2013.
Amen. Bless God. I'm out here in Goshen, so I'm on my cell phone. I hope you can hear me out here in the sticks. I hope my phone doesn't disconnect. Amen. But I hear the Lord saying, and even when I was contemplating what to tell the people, God told me to tell you all, just like the wedding at Cana when he turned the water into wine in 2013. Get ready for a divine acceleration, meaning that when we push into this divine acceleration, the processes that it take many to come into a fullness of who they are in God and a higher place in the anointing, it won't take you that long because God is going to skip some steps. He's going to leave some things out because many of us is coming to a place where we're still trying to shake off false teachings and false doctrines and things that are irrelevant to advancing the kingdom of God. So God is doing a stripping and a ripping and a tearing in this season because he's getting ready to catapult the unlikely people into prosperous positions. And so I promise. promise you that in 2013, a lot of things that look like they're standing are going to become diminished in 2013. 2013 is going to be a year of great exposure. I'm talking about where God is literally going to rip the covers off some things that don't have his signature on it. He's going to literally take his name off of things that he hasn't ordained, that he hasn't set up, that he hasn't assigned. Amen. And in this season of 2013, God is preparing right now a group, a remnant, a prophetic remnant that will begin to come into places and require a move of God, to require the Spirit of God to be in a place, literally demanding a shift in the atmosphere. And so, woman of God, I thank you for this opportunity. I hope you can still hear me.
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Could you hear me at all?
Yes, I heard everything you were saying. Oh, my God.
Okay. So, praise God. And so if I can have just about 30 more seconds, that's all I need, because it won't be long. I never take long to share with what God is saying, because I want to just get it all out. But also in this season, woman of God, if we look at, I believe, Matthew 17:5, he began to tell the disciples, "This is my beloved son, and who I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." What am I saying? God is letting me know that he's getting ready to announce some people. And so some people have been kept on the back burner. They've been kept from the forefront. They haven't been acknowledged, and they haven't been heard. But I promise you, in this upcoming season, in this year 2013, God is getting ready to announce his kings. He's getting ready to announce his queens. He's getting ready to announce his captains, because it's no longer going to be leadership, because it's getting ready to be a leadership. Meaning that he's literally shifting leadership positions into the possession and into the hands of the worthy people, the called people, the chosen people. So many have stepped into a place and came into a place where God has not assigned them to go. He hasn't ordained them. And so we've taken on titles based on what others have said, based on false identities, and we try to walk out these identities. But in 2013, there's getting ready to be a leadership, and God is going to announce those that are carrying his word. He's going to announce those that are carrying his anointing. He's going to announce those that he's called for a time and a season such as this, to bring forth order in the land and to set things in order. And I promise you, when those people begin to speak, that's when the economy is going to change. That's when peace is going to take place in the earth. That's when the various leaders and positions will begin to listen and take heed to the word of God. And so now we're listening to the likely ones, but we're not listening to the call or the chosen ones. And so we're beginning to look at people based on status and stature, but God is raising up a people, raising up a group of people, a remnant, a prophetic remnant that have been seemingly rejected. But I promise you, none of those people have been rejected. They've merely been reserved, and they've been reserved for such a time as this. And in 2013, watch what I tell you, woman of God, men of God, there's getting ready to be a divine acceleration. All the things you prayed for, all the things you've labored for, those things are literally going to come to fruition in 2013. And even you yourselves, I promise you, some of you that are on this line right now will be amazed, because you're going to try to understand how these things happen so fast. But I promise you, God is going to do a miraculous and a speedy shift. There's going to be a quick transformation, a divine acceleration. So just like the water didn't have to go through all the processes of fermentation and still turn into wine, your anointing is still going to turn into greatness, and you'll begin to experience a spiritual intoxication in 2013 like never before. Watch how this thing hits the church. Watch how it impacts the body. Watch how it impacts our cities and our communities. And I declare this word to be so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. All I can say is, my God. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Man, I'm telling you, if you was in my face, I'd hit you with my powder. My God.
Praise the Lord.
Me and my mom over here, I'm so excited. I'm running off through the hallways. How good that word is. I'm telling you, I felt that word in my spirit. I felt that word in my heart. Oh, my God.
Bless the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's all I can say. No, I can't say OMG. That's all I can say. My God. I've seen that word. I possess that word. Matter of fact, I'm walking in that word.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you,
my
God.
God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Did you listen
Thank
to
you,
what the man of God said? I am what he listened. Did you listen to what he said? Oh, my God, that you are the, oh, my God, you are the remnant people, the people that God wants us, oh, my God, when you begin to speak, you begin to see poverty. Oh, oh, Jesus, my God.
You know, a lot of the problem.
Has so much confirmation.
A lot of the problem with us, women of God, is that sometimes I don't care how much prophecy we hear, I don't care how much word we get in us, the problem we have sometimes is believing that it's really us.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on.
We have a problem believing that it's really us, and so you know God has to do some things sometimes that goes outside even our realm of explanation and understanding, because sometimes we operate too intelligent for God.
Mhm.
So God is going to do some things that's even going to shock us, because no matter what, we'll relate a lot of things. Listen to me. We'll relate a lot of things concerning our anointing to how much time we spend in prayer, to how much time we spend in the Word, to how much time we spend in the face of God. But I promise you, when this shift comes, when it hits, you won't be able to equate it to anything. It won't come from your time in the Word. It won't come from your time in prayer. It won't come from your time in His presence. It'll come from who you are. It'll come from being that written and being that chosen people, that selected people. And so we won't be able to label it, put a tag on it. We won't be able to put connect any reasoning with it, because it's going to be divinely accelerated.
My God, my God. All I can say is, oh, my God. All I can say is that it is an awesome and a dynamic word that you are saying on today. It's so much confirmation that in my sisters that have been the last, ever since we came to church on Sunday, we have just been, like, beginning to even talk about some of the things that you are saying that, you know,
praise
God
the Lord.
Is not doing the normal thing that he used to do, but he is doing something different and profound, and he's using the things that most people won't believe in. Kind of like talking about how naming it, things that Jordan River was what he needed to dip in to get cleansed. But
right.
God is using something like that to take place
That's
in
right.
our lives. You know, it's kind of like
right.
you know, people were looking crazy at the Gentile woman when she began to ask the Lord for the crumbs, and God said, you know, woman, should I toss those crumbs out? You know, toss all the food out to the, you know, leave the children out to the people. She said, Lord, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. God is just doing that right now in this season. It's
That's right.
To get to see the manifestations in an unusual way. So all
That's
I can
right.
say,
amen.
Speak, Lord, because I am definitely listening. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, Pastor Julian Jones, now don't hurt us too bad.
No.
Say what the Lord
is
saying for 2013 for the people.
What Apostle was saying was just confirmation and revelation.
Glory to God.
What God was giving me. The Lord spoke to me in meditation when I was asking God, what should I say? And he said, this is the year of the unexplainable manifestation. This is the year of unexplainable manifestation, when you're not going to be able to explain the manifestation that's getting ready to hit your life, that's getting ready to hit your house. Some of you in the spirit, you've been on pause. You've been kind of just going through the motion. But when this manifestation hits your house, it's going to be a level of anointing, a level of favor that you're not going to be able to explain. And the only requirement is he give grace to the humble. You know, this favor, this grace, this manifestation is going to come because of humility. It's not going to come because your father was a bishop, your dad was a district together. And God is raising up a generation that's not impressed with church, but they're impressed with kingdom. They're impressed with power. and this year of unexplainable manifestation is going to be when God's going to literally activate gifts and talents and visions in the life of the people that seem to be rejected. Like you said, they haven't been rejected, really, they've been reserved. And God brought me to the scripture of Luke chapter 8, verse 22, when it says, "And now it came to pass a certain day." In other words, it was already a set time, but it hadn't yet came to pass. But once it was activated into the earthly realm from the heavenly realm, then it came to pass. In other words, God is taking his word that he has attached to this generation's life, and he's getting ready to bring it to manifestation. Every promise, God is getting ready to bring it to manifestation. Every dream, every vision, he's getting ready to bring it to manifestation. He told his disciples, he said, "Let us go over to the other side." The manifestation is getting ready to hit your life. It has nothing to do with your faith. They didn't go to the other side because of their faith, because he said, "Where is your faith?" In verse 25, because they saw the storm and they began to fret. But when God make a promise that you're going over to the other side, you're going over to the other side. And tonight I want to make an announcement. Some of you have been through a storm in 2012. You've been through hurricanes. You've been through, it looked like the storm was going to take you out. The text says that the water began to flood the boats. It looked like this storm you weren't supposed to survive. But the reason why you made it, and you can celebrate December the 27th, 2020, because his word was attached to your survival. The manifestation of you going over to the other side was attached to your survival. That's why the storm couldn't take you out. They was at awe when he said, "Peace be still," because it was an unexplainable manifestation. That's getting ready to be a supernatural demonstration of God that's getting ready to hit your life to reverse the curse of what the enemy tried to do to you. It's going to make your enemy as awe. God is getting ready to raise up the no names. He's getting ready to raise up those that don't want to come to church just for church, but they want to be in the power and the anointing of God. And I want to tell somebody here that felt like they've been overlooked, felt like they've been forgotten, felt like what God said about them wasn't going to come to pass. I can tell you, 2013 is going to come to pass. It's going to come to fruition. And it's not going to be based on your belief. It's going to be based on God's word. God has a reputation. He protects his word. The Bible said he watches to govern his word. He said, "My word shall not turn unto me void, but shall accomplish that what it was sent out to do." Before you was born, he told you, "My, I foreknew you." God's word is going to propel you into this season. God's word is going to sustain you. God's word, this word is so rich in your life. To those that are listening to me, God's word is going to deliver you when you can't deliver yourself. His word is going to teach you when you couldn't teach yourself. His word is going to position you in front of great men. It's going to be his word alone. And at the end of the day, they're going to say it was nobody but God that did this in your life. I came to make an announcement that this 2013 is going to be the year of unexplainable manifestation. And that's when God's word become into the earth realm and it become manifested in our lives.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus, all I can say is, my God. Unexplainable manifestation. Hallelujah. All I can say is, Oh, my God, unexplainable manifestations, along with us being the remnant people, that we're going to be able to speak into poverty and watch it change. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm writing down everything. I'm typing down everything y'all saying. So when I'm quiet, it don't mean I'm not listening. I'm typing down everything for my own self. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Jesus. My God. I know it's some callers on the air. We got like 20 minutes left. And I know some callers on the air have something to say to you, men of God. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now so they can ask you guys, you men of God, whatever God is saying for them or whatever God give you for these people. I'm going to open up the lines for maybe the three or four people. It's a lot of people. There's 117 callers online. I can't get them all because I don't have enough time. But I am going to open it up to four callers. Is there anything else you men of God have to say before I open up the phone lines?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Caller, you're live on the air, and your number starts with 574, ending in 8050. You're live on the air. Caller? You're live on the
Hello?
Air.
Hello? Hello, I came in. So this is Prophetess Lanier Vaughn, Apostle Vaughn's wife.
Bless you. Bless you, woman of God. Bless you. How are you this blessed prosperous day?
I enjoy the word, both the man of God and it is about to be a miraculous shift in the atmosphere coming into this 2013. People have been saying that this was a season of divine order, government order, and I believe those that have prepared themselves and put some place of establishment and, you know, sometimes we don't always get it right, but truly when your heart is right, God sees the heart. And no, you know, it's not about the parents. It's not about the churches. It's not about the old stuff that was spoken over your life. It's just about the love that God has for his people. So I really enjoyed the word tonight.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. I'm telling you, this is an awesome show, and this show is recorded, and I know a lot of people that did not just have to listen to it, I know I'm going to let them, they need to listen to this show again because this is a motivational show,
a lifting show,
inspiring show. This is a show that makes you determined that I'm ready now, I'm ready. If you ain't ready, you'll get ready after listening to this radio broadcast. And I thank God and I bless God for you, woman of God. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, this is just an awesome just experience from God on today, and I just thank God for
men
and women of God, the kings and queens of riches that are listening in to this radio show live on today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Be blessed. And just know that I will be having you soon, too, because I don't know if you remember me, but I met you years ago at Bundle Life, and I know you got a word in you, so I might be having you soon, woman of God, on this radio show as well. We'll talk later.
Yes, ma'am.
Next call, you're live on the air. Your number is 574, ending in 9900. You're live on the air. Caller? I guess the caller want to listen in on today. Hello?
Amen.
Hey, man, I guess they want to listen in on today. Well, the next caller I know this is. This is my spiritual sister, the best armor bearer I call in the world, First Lady, Shaloria Jackson. You're live on the air, caller. Do you have anything to say for the men of God?
I don't have anything to say. I just said, oh, my God, and I'm in position. I am receiving every little bit of it. I'm sucking up every little bit of the word that they said tonight, and I'm excited, and I'm just getting ready for position. That's it.
Amen.
And it's so much confirmation.
Yes, so much. And I hear Pastor Vaughn. Hey, Pastor.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, relaxing with my twin sisters over here, and we just relaxing listening to the radio station and just getting all the confirmation, all the word, and just we're taking our position this season.
Praise the Lord. Hey, and this season, woman of God, I'm telling you, I promise you, get ready to lay hands and prophesy like never before.
Okay, my word is I'm not going to fool with y'all no more.
Amen.
Y'all be blessed, and oh, my God, it was so awesome tonight just to listen to y'all flow.
Praise God.
Amen. Talk to you later, sis.
All right.
Next caller, you are live on the air. Your number begins with 269, ending in 6486. You are live on the air.
Glory to God, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I'm glad to hear you guys, and I received that last. We just got on the air. We're on the highway, but I remember getting the text from you saying you're going to be on the air, so I am so grateful to hear that this is going to be the year of unexplainable miracles. And also being a cancer survivor, I believe in miracles. So God is doing great things already. Also, his grace and mercy for this year has been an abundance, not only for me, but I know for others as well. So, man of God, I appreciate that word that I did get on to hear.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Also,
amen.
I hear three things. I hear position, possession, and prosperity. And that's what God is shifting us to, position, possession, and prosperity. See, the enemy fought us so hard in 2012 because he wanted to get our position so we can't possess and prosper. But God's word is such a covenant, he said, not so. He said, my promises are yea and amen. So I'm going to position you and possess you so you can prosper on purpose. In other words, the plan that I have for your life had nothing to do with you from the start. It had everything to do with my grace. So this manifestation that's getting ready to take place in your life is not about you. It's about my word. And grace chooses whoever it wills. God said that in this season, position, possession, and prosperity. It ain't going to be a lack in this season. He's going to reverse the curse in this season. As a matter of fact, I hear God saying, due season. He said, this is the due season. He said, you've been faithful. He said, this is the due season. This is the season where you reap. This is the season where the unexplainable manifestation of the seed that you've been sowing in other people's lives and other people's ministry, you've been helping other folks, but it's getting ready to be your time. You're getting ready to come to the forefront. He's going to use you. You've been helping other folks, but in this season, position, prosperity, and prosperity.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Woman of God, what type of business are you in?
I'm not in any type of business right now.
What type of business should you be in?
Actually, I'm going for counseling. I counsel young women all the time. So.
Okay. Listen, I wanna. Go ahead. Finish it.
Go ahead. I'm done.
You say counseling young women.
Yeah.
And not working for someone, but kind of having like your own private practice where maybe you can help them get on their feet and get their GED and get homes and help them get jobs and teach them how to build resumes and
that's
things
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, amen. I see that for you. I see that but I see it being more like a comfortable home setting, but you empowering them and not enabling them and even empowering them through the word of God. So what I want to do is I just want to come into agreement with the success of that. But not only do I want to come into agreement with the success of that, I want to come into agreement with the various properties and the homes that you begin to look at, because I want to touch and agree with you in the spirit for that word possession.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I receive. I'm in agreement. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, this just the other day, I heard the Spirit of the Lord tell me to write the vision and make it plain.
Now, watch this. Can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
I was going to say that to you, but the Lord told me to shut up.
Wow.
Yeah. Praise God.
Y'all better come on.
Write the vision. You know, we have
and,
glory to God. I don't have any more to say to that, but glory to God.
But you literally got to write yours on tablets almost of stone, because what he's given you, it can't be altered.
Glory to God.
It can't be altered. But the people that see it gonna be the right people, because you're gonna get some strange help.
Wow.
That's right.
You're gonna get some strange help. And I'll let the man of God speak, because I will hog it. I know when the spirit of prophecy is in the air, folk be ready to get loose.
Yes. I also hear the Spirit of the Lord say through things. He said, believe and receive.
Yeah, I believe
he said that remember the vision. He said remember the dreams that he gave. God's going to take you back 16 years.
Wow.
He said remember. Then he said believe, receive. He's not asking you to rationalize. He's not asking you to understand it. He's asking you to believe it and receive it. And he's going to position people in your way so you can possess and prosper. It's
going to
be unexplainable manifestations, said the Lord. Unexplainable manifestations. In this season, anybody that brings the spirit of doubt, you can't listen to them. Because what God's getting ready to do is getting ready to accelerate back on what you just said, Apostle. It's getting ready to accelerate in your life. Manifestation has just hit your life today. Your finances will no longer be the same.
far
your prayer life will no longer be the same. You will no longer see yourself as yourself, but you will see yourself as a woman in divine order, as a woman who's getting ready to receive divine manifestation, and as a woman that's getting ready to walk in divine revelation.
Glory to God. I receive in the name of Jesus. I just, this morning, in praying in my car, I decreed and declare that a wealth is in my destiny.
Well, that's automatic for anybody that got a PhD in their belly.
Jesus, wow. Well,
you gotta say that. You gotta come on now.
But I'm a hush.
My God.
I'm coming to agreement with you.
I am in agreement with the word. I am agreement with the
Amen.
Word of God. Amen. I receive
Amen.
It in His name.
Bless you.
Yes.
My God. All I can say is, my God. This is my sister, everybody, Evangelist Daphne Rowley. She is an awesome woman of God. She always calls into my show. And I'm telling
Praise
you, this woman, she's got a word in her belly.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless you, sis. Oh, my God.
Y'all getting something started. I was trying to be good. Y'all getting something started.
I only got two more calls because we only got like 7 more minutes before we get off the air. Caller, you're calling live from 614-0774. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Caller? Caller, I guess they just want to listen in on today. Okay, next caller we have another caller, part of the 269, ending in 9251. You're live on the air. Hello?
Amen.
Tell them, don't be scared now. We're gonna treat them right.
Yeah, we're going to treat them right.
Caller, I guess they just want to listen. Next caller, you're calling in the area called 404 in the 9261. You're live on the air. Caller. 404-9261.
Yeah, man.
Well, I know this caller right here on something else. I know they're going to say something. Caller, you're live on the air. This is my sister, the Twin Thunder, 269-3918. You're live on the air. Hello? Caller.
Hey, man, I guess this.
I don't know. Why not anybody not saying anything? I guess they just want to listen in today.
Hello?
Okay, there you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I just thank God for the men of God on tonight. I just thank God for their word. It was just, oh, my God. That was the word for 2013 because we have been overlooked, and now God is just ready to do leadership that is just turning over, and I just thank God for God. You know, I just thank God for hearing the word, and I'm going to be walking in it.
Amen.
Amen.
Walking
in it.
Amen.
I just want to say, I just want to make, you know, the Bible says that we have the ability to decree and declare a thing, and it shall be so. And I want to decree for rain to hit your house. I want to decree the rain hit your house like never before after rain comes to harvest. And I believe in this season of unexplainable manifestation, it's going to be abundance of rain. Anytime rain is produced and it's prevalent, it brings prosperity behind it. And I want to speak that into your atmosphere. that shifts and changes your atmosphere, and that every promise and every desire that's been on your heart that you've been petitioning God for concerning your family. I even see the spirit of salvation getting ready to hit your house, meaning those that you've been praying for to get saved. I even see a young lady in particular to get saved. The spirit of salvation is going to get ready to hit your house. People that you connected to closely that you want to see saved, you're tired of the enemy having such a stronghold on their life and dragging them in and out, that chain is going to be broken this season in an unexplainable manifestation.
Oh, my God, yes.
But you know what, woman of God, I see you almost having a ability to witness to people multiculturally and being able to connect with them, you know, and literally just having a passion for ministry, not a regular ministry, not just white and black, but I'm talking about folk that's Asian and Mexican and Russian. You literally really don't care who they are. But I promise you, as you begin to approach these people, the Spirit of God is not going to give you a different language, but God is going to begin to give you a connection and place His Spirit upon you as a witnessing tool to be able to attract people from various nations and cultures. And He's going to begin to give you things to say to them, to literally touch their heart and prick their heart and cause them to want to know more about God and come into a greater relationship with God. And so I'm telling you, you're gonna find yourself witnessing not to just black people or white people, but people of different cultures and races. It's not going to be far off. If it's not happening now, it's going to start happening soon. You ain't going to care who you talk to, because it's going to be such a push on you to get out the love of God, not the word of God, but to get out the love of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Get that notebook out with some sermons in it and dust that book off. You know, sometimes God has a word in us, and sometimes we overlooked, and other people going forth, and we wonder when it's going to be our time to deal with God's giving us, and God's giving you, He's getting ready to give you the platform for such a time.
Amen.
As that. And those sermons, those messages that have been locked in you, God is going to give you the platform so they can come forth in this season.
Oh, my God.
That's confirmation. Just was talking about that today.
Yeah.
My God, that's all I can say is, I know she's mind blowing right now. Oh, my God. I just love God and His word. Hallelujah. We only have one more minute left, so callers, I know a lot of you wanted to hear from the man of God what they are saying, but on the phone, on radio show is only 45 minutes long. But I will have these men of God back on one of my phone conferences where there's no time limit, there's no limit, and we can just let God flow. I'm actually putting a King with Riches phone conference together for next month, and you two will be one of my guests for the new year. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that's on here. They're really calling me. That's all I have to say to you.